Welcome to the first podcast of 2007 for ZTGameDomain.com for the week of January 23rd, 2007.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. She loves to dance, she loves to sing, she does everything. She loves to metal, she loves to grow, she loves to love.
Happy fucking New Year!
Well, that's a way to start it.
Yeah. Happy New Year, everybody!
It's like 22 days late.
It was 22 days later, but it don't matter. We're back, and we're scrum-diddly-umptious. We're here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a trio tonight. Sorry for the lack of a podcast, but the man has been in the middle of moving the office.
Yes, New Year, new place.
Yeah, so we're broadcasting live from the ZTGD offices now. How does that feel?
It feels
scrum-diddly-umptious. I'm going to use that word at least 45 times.
It seems to be the word of the day.
It is.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Exactly.
And it gave us Cottis back with his amazing commentary. All right, we're going to move on. We are the trio tonight. The Wombat is out. He is MIA.
MIA. No one has seen him in many fortnights.
Well, I talked to him earlier in email. He just said he was busy.
I talked to him a couple days ago.
Yeah, so he's not really MIA. He's MIA from the podcast. Yeah.
Oh, that's what he's saying.
All right, so we have Gambus Khan.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Yeah, we have Killer Wolverine.
Hello.
He's a little tired. He's been playing some WarioWare.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, it was me. I'm always here. I know you're sick of hearing about it. But anyway, we're going to jump right in, and it's been a busy holiday. We've been playing a lot of games, so
I'm
going to seg right into that and move over to Mr. Khan. What the hell have you been playing over the past month since we've been absent?
What have I been playing?
That's what I asked.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure.
You were, okay.
Well, recently I've been playing a lot of Lost Planet.
Ooh, Capcom on the 360. Don't get any better than that.
Capcom with the 360!
Biznatches.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
He's hyped for tonight.
Lost Planet, I must say, it's really good. I like it.
What do you like about it?
What I like about it is, it's just like your review.
That was a nice plug. I like this.
It's like your review. A little bit of Contra, a little bit of Bionic Commando.
And I think I used the word fornicate, or did I use copulate? In order, if Bionic Commando and Contra... And, you know, next generation graphics copulated, Lost Planet would be the baby.
In Starship Troopers.
Oh, yeah, Starship, because of the big giant bugs, yes.
Yes.
I have great reviews. That's not a plug at all.
Yeah, I've been playing Lost Planet, and also started playing a little bit of Contact for the DS.
Really? That's an older title.
Mm. Yeah. Older, but goody.
Is it older, but goody?
Yeah, it's like... You yourself play like an alien force, and there's this professor in the very beginning of the game, and you actually poke at the professor, and he actually like jumps and like looks back and sees you.
It sounds like Michael Jackson's Neverland Valley Ranch Simulator. Poking at people. I'm sorry, that was a bad joke.
No, it's got to be a little boy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, you know, aliens kind of look like little boys sometimes. All nice and smooth.
Oh, my God. This podcast is going to be rated NC-17 by 10 minutes into it.
If we put a picture of you up, it'll go to X.
You know you're right.
I know. So, old DS game Contact. Is it because of the Phoenix Wright and Hotel Dusk coming up that's got you pumped on these DS games?
Yeah, the DS is... Pretty cool system.
Did you play the new Phoenix Wright yet?
No.
I heard it was disappointing.
Really?
Yeah, it's only 4 cases instead of 5.
Ooh.
Yeah, I heard it was kind of lackluster. But I heard Hotel Dusk was the bomb diggity.
Yeah, the bomb diggity. Yeah.
But I'm not a portable guy, so I probably will never play it. The only thing I play is Portable Ops. So.
Portable Ops?
Yes.
This is Snake.
Metal Gear.
Colonel, I'm at the exertion point. What do you want me to do?
What the hell's the exertion point? Is that where you get tired during the mission?
Yes, it is, actually. It's like, you know, the rest area of the mission. You know, if you find a tree that's like outside of enemy territory, you'd be like,
yeah. Pee behind it.
Yeah.
All right. So you playing anything else?
That's about it for the moment.
That's about it.
Yeah.
You, so you gonna be on Xbox Live playing with us soon, right here?
Yeah.
Little birdie told me through the grapevine.
Yeah, a little birdie told me.
Little birdie told me.
Oh, yeah, I should be online in a couple weeks.
So look up his gamer tag and be sure to play Contra with him online because he'll be there. So I'm moving on. What are you playing, Angry Gamer?
Well, I played a little bit of Lost Planet. Some older titles, too. Xbox original titles, Ultimate Spider-Man, and Indigo Prophecy because of that big compatibility update.
Oh, yeah, finally got to play the Indigos.
Yeah.
The Indigo.
It's a really good game, and I want to pick up
Family. Is it in widescreen?
I haven't actually played it, per se.
Oh, you were talking about playing it.
Well,
see,
I want
to
play
it. You just lied to people.
Well, I played it before.
Okay.
But I got it for Christmas,
I'm just kind of curious, because I haven't put my copy in to see if it's actually, like, 720p widescreen.
I know Spider-Man is cut off on the side.
Oh, it's not widescreen?
No.
Queer.
So, other than that, I just played WarioWare.
Oh, yes, you did.
Get to do some hula.
Yeah, he was hula hooping.
Yeah.
I wish I had a videotape that
I'm
for the podcast.
Yeah, I'm glad you
did. Great. That was awesome.
Other than that, I'm looking forward to, what time is it?
Crackdown?
About, what is it, 10 o'clock? In about
6 hours.
6 hours.
You're going to be playing Crackdown.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you won't be playing without me because I'll be at work.
Right.
So, yeah.
But then
I'll be playing Crackdown tomorrow afternoon, and people better be online or I'm going to punch a kitten in the chest.
Yeah, I plan on being online for a while.
Yeah.
That's
I want to run around as a crazy comic book character and jump on buildings. That's going to be awesome. So that's all you playing?
Pretty much, just been watching movies.
I'm sorry. Anyway.
Yeah, you know, superpowers are cool, you know.
Well, yeah, that's what Crackdown is, man.
Yeah.
I wish we had played it before this podcast. I'd love to talk more about it.
Yeah,
so you can, like, jump really high. You can, like...
You can actually jump over buildings once you max out your agility rating.
That's awesome.
You can literally jump over a building.
Can you pick up a building if you max
out
your
rating? No, you can't pick up a building. You can pick up a car with somebody in it and throw them out in the ocean and then hit it with a rocket launcher. If that's not good times, I don't know what the hell is.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, being a superhero, it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's kind of like The Matrix when Keanu Reeves is like, whoa. I know Tybo.
Okay. No more Billy Blanks jokes. I'm done with those. Anyway, I'm going to move on to what I'm playing, because you're a crack whore. Anyway.
That was directed towards McGambis.
Oh, yeah, they can't see me looking at him.
Yeah.
Anyways, I've also been playing Lost Planet, and I'm like this goofy bitch over here. I think it's awesome.
He's talking about me.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Wolverine, because, well, obviously they know Gambis liked it. He went on about it for like 3 hours.
True. I don't mind it.
It's a great game. Well,
it's not a tactical shooter.
No, it's a mindless blow 'em up, shoot everything in front of you with a grappling
hook. But you know what? You know what got me, you know, I'm not saying it's a great game because of Gears of War. It's very different from Gears of War.
You see, that is the reason why there's been some lame reviews of Lost Planet, is because everybody's comparing it to Gears of War, everybody's comparing it to, like, Rainbow Six Vegas or whatever.
Well, you can't even really compare Rainbow and Gears. I mean, you wouldn't compare Rainbow and Gears, but you'll compare Lost Planet and
Gears.
It's
similar.
It's not.
How do you say
Gears of War is a stop and pop? Gears of War is a stop and pop with fucking, you know, crazy...
But you could still run around like you do in Lost Planet.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is our first argument of the night.
Of 2007, actually.
No, see, Lost Planet has more in common with Contra, which I would never put Gears of War in the same category as Contra. Lost Planet is a straight-ahead arcade shooter with, you know, beautiful painted-over next-gen graphics. It's exactly what it is, with great platforming elements and beautiful mech control.
Oh, yeah.
The mechs feel perfect. Gears of War is a stop-and-pop cover shooter.
Yeah, well,
there is nothing wrong with Gears of War. It's a great game, but Lost Planet's a different game. I'm not saying Lost Planet is better, it's just different.
I'm just saying, you can do Gears of War like you do Lost Planet.
Well, then you might as well put every game with a gun in the same category.
Well, shit, maybe that's why I don't like it so much.
You just didn't compare Rainbow Six to Gears of War. It has a gun in it.
Oh, my God. I'm going to fucking gun
you. See that? You see that? Oh, psh, I'm on the high horse. On the high horse. Take that, betrayal. But I'm going to move on, because we're getting off topic.
Egomaniac.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm moving on. What else am I? I played Heavy Weapon. Xbox Live Arcade new game. That's the bomb. You need to buy that. Oh, snap. I got to, like, level 8, and it gets ridiculous how much shit's on screen. And he goes nuts. I want to get online and play co-op, but nobody else has it yet. That's why you need to get Xbox Live, gamers. We tear up some shit online. I get crazy, man.
Crazy.
I was pissed off. I was trying to get the achievement for 8 minutes in survival. I got to 753 and got hit by a nuke. I was so pissed off. I had 7 seconds. If I would have stayed away from that nuke for 7 seconds, I'd have won. I'd have got an achievement. But Heavy Weapon, definitely a good download. Microsoft pissing on me this week with Luminous skin packs.
No.
Where's my worms? I need worms.
Luminous has a new skin
pack coming out this week. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Hoop-de-damn-doo-doo. I don't care.
It's another skin.
You know, if you look at, like, and we'll talk about this later, but if you look at the lineup of arcade titles over the next 5 weeks, why do the Luminous skin pack right now? You have so much great shit. But we'll talk about the great shit later. What else am I playing? I'm playing WarioWare 2. It was... when I had to dance. I had to dance. I had to shake my boutway.
Boutway?
You had to dance, didn't you?
I had to slap my butt.
What?
Yeah, you gotta slap your butt. You literally gotta slap your butt with the Wiimote.
And I touched the Wiimote.
It was on my butt.
But
it's awesome. I mean, I just love it. And it's so sensitive, it knows.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but it knows that you're not doing
it. It knows
right.
It's thinking.
So when it tells you to put it up to your nose like an elephant, you have to, otherwise it won't work.
So it's like you're putting it on your butt, and then you put it on your nose,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, I like to smell my butt.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah. But seriously, like, it actually knows when you're, like, you gotta put it on your side, do the hula hoop, it knows if you don't put it there. You gotta put it on your head, and actually, like, jump and squat and run and stuff, and it knows.
Well, we'll get into this later, but I'm kind of siding with you when you said it last year that it's going to be a gimmick system.
I really think that once people play the gimmick games and they'll enjoy them, WarioWare is probably right now the best example.
Well, it's all the games that work for the system and the sensor are mini games.
Yeah.
Because when I sat down and played Ultimate Alliance, Marvel Ultimate Alliance, I just couldn't do it.
And that's the way it is with the first-person shooters. They've been very disappointing, too, like Red Steel and Call of Duty, and it just, those kind of games just, right now, they don't work.
No.
They don't work well with it.
Yeah, because right now, it's not a precision controller.
No, it's not precision. It's more built for the casual gamer, and that's fine. But at the same time, Nintendo's not going to compete. I mean, the people are going to get tired of it. Yes, right now, everybody wants one, but I think eventually they're going to realize that, hey, every minigame's kind of the same. But I want to see more like Zelda, because Zelda's a masterpiece.
Yes.
I mean, it really is. It's beautiful. And if Mario's like that, I'll be thrilled. It'll be my GameCube 2. And there's nothing wrong with that, because I love my GameCube.
The GameCube 2.
Which is nothing wrong with that. So, too much off topic there, but I'm trying to think, is there anything else I've been playing this week? Besides WarioWare?
Yeah, Cabela's.
Oh, yeah, I tried out Cabela's. I want to hunt every night. I need to feed my primal man. You know, nothing wrong with that. I played, we picked up some Lego Star Wars, and we played, finished that. So, this game's got some legs.
Is it on sale?
No, I own it.
Oh.
I still own it. Okay. Yeah, right. I bought it and I played. Yeah, I played Cabela's. I shot a deer. And then I shot a rhino and he ate me. You know, for a budget title, it is what it is. You know.
They need to make, like, a Cabela's redneck hunter.
I would buy that.
I would.
I wish they'd make a Cabela's prehistoric hunter.
That would be
kind of
sweet. Oh, that was sweet.
Which they are coming out with Turok this year. I got new screenshots posted on the website today. 10 new screenshots. Pretty. Pretty. I can't wait to play online multiplayer. I could never do that on Turok. It's never been online.
No.
Oh. Split screen 4-player in Turok 2 was some of the... Oh, it was almost as good as GoldenEye. I'm sorry. I know everybody's head just exploded because I said it was almost as good as GoldenEye. But until you play with the Cerebral Boar, you have not played a first-person shooter. You ever play the Cerebral Boar? It's a gun. When you lock onto the target, it shoots a ball out. Ball goes into their head, drills in their head, and eats their brains from the inside out. That weapon better be in the new one, or I will fight somebody.
Well,
I can't help it, you know, but that's really all I'm playing right now. So
this is being a very primal podcast.
Primal, yes.
Yeah,
animal instincts.
We've already had a major argument, and the primal needs of man.
Well, definitely. But we're going to seg right out of that and go right into the news that's good for you to use.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that kind of rhymed.
All right, so now we're on with the because I can rhyme like Dr. Seuss.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in there. I'm in like Flint. All right. So we're going to start off with Xbox 360. It obviously has the most news because the other two systems are still in their infancy. So we're going to start off with the money train known as Gears of War has just reached 3 million units sold.
That's impressive.
It's on par to beat Halo 2 sales overall. Wow. If it continues to sell like this. And that's just ridiculous for a new IP. That's a lot of games.
Yeah.
You can figure there's only 10.4 million Xbox users. That was cool.
Oh, yeah.
10.4 million Xbox users. This means 30% of them have bought the game. And they've never played it before. You know, it was a new IP. So that's pretty impressive.
We need some new IPs.
Yes, we do. And I'm looking forward to this year because there's a lot of them coming. Mass Effect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mass Effect.
Motorstorm looks freaking amazing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of new IPs this year. I'm really excited. I hope they're all as good as Gears of War. Moving on to the next one, the news we're most excited about, Crackdown went gold. It's done. It's on the printing press.
It's going to be printed on gold.
Well, it's not going to be on gold.
It's not going to be on gold?
Well, it basically is going to be on gold because it will have the Halo 3 beta in it.
Yes.
Oh.
You'll be able to play the Halo 3 beta.
Which is why a lot of people will buy it and
realize it boosted pre-orders 25%.
People are going to miss out on a great game.
Well, no, they won't because Microsoft's being smart. You will not be able to play the Halo 3 beta day one.
Good.
You will have to play Crackdown. You will not get to play Halo day one.
Good.
So for at least a month, you'll be having to play Crackdown. And you know what? People are going to play it, and they're going to be like, holy shit, this is a good game. This is fun. This is good times. This was worth my $60. So, and for Xbox Live, gold users, not silver, gold users tomorrow can download the demo, which is a 30-minute demo as long as you don't level up. Which, if you play, you're going to level up, so you're looking at 30, 45-minute demo. But it is online co-op.
And Crackdown is also an original IP.
Yes, it is an original IP made by the original developer of Grand Theft Auto. A little trivia for you. So if they ever make a geek Trivial Pursuit, you'll be in there.
The Enlight? Yeah.
That's what I said. The next news item is the Xbox 360 version of Guitar Hero 2.
Finally.
Price has been announced. Pre-orders are being taken. It's $89.99. Which is $10 more than the PS2 version, but comes with a set of foot pedals.
And a kick-ass guitar.
And a kick-ass brand new guitar, plus 10 new songs, downloadable content.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This one screams love.
Yep.
So the extra $10 will be well spent.
Oh, yes.
Any word on the multiplayer online?
No multiplayer online.
Oh, well.
No multiplayer.
That's
I think
cool.
It's a little hard to do kind of a multiplayer online.
Maybe next time.
Maybe next time, but also in relevance to Guitar Hero, the next game is supposedly being developed by Neversoft.
Yeah, they heard Harmonix got dropped.
And they actually have licensed two names, Guitar Villain and Drum Villain.
Oh, shit.
So we'll see what happens with that over the next 6-7 months.
You just made my night.
I know. I try. All right, moving on to more 360 Marketplace news. The first full-on expansion for Oblivion, the Elder Scrolls Oblivion, will be available in the next coming months called Shivering Isles. It takes place in like a mad, crazy, psychedelic world, and it'll be downloadable straight to your hard drive. It's 25% the size of the original game.
Jesus.
So it's pretty damn big.
It's going to cost a lot of points.
Yeah, I my guess right now is 1,600 points, $20.
And how much of that hard drive space is it going to take up?
I don't know. Right now, I'd guess at least a gig. At least.
I'm thinking maybe at least a quarter of the whole hard drive.
I don't know, because I'm sure it can rehash a lot of the same models and
just add
new textures onto them.
Yeah, that's true.
So it may not take as much space. They said there is a ton of dialogue, though. But they did squeeze like 9 hours of dialogue on that DVD.
Yeah.
So they got good compression techniques. Did you hear, actually, another Oblivion note, PS3 version, why it got delayed? Because they're having problems streaming the data off the Blu-ray disc.
Oh, really?
Because it's harder to read that much. They said the compression technology on a DVD is easier because it's all packed into one spot, so it's easier to access. But with the Blu-ray spread across the entire Blu-ray disc, it takes longer to load.
There's a shocker.
So that's why it got delayed from launch.
So in other words, they need to actually make a better laser for the Blu-ray in order to...
Well, it would need to be a faster drive.
Yeah, a faster drive.
Yeah, which the PS3 will never get because it's not upgradable. All right, we're going to move on to our Xbox Live Arcade section, which we always have fun doing this. And I know this is going to get everybody excited, but last few games was Heavy Weapon. Before that was Assault Heroes, which we talked about last year. Other than that, right now it's been kind of slow, but the announcement of everything that's coming is huge. You have Castlevania Symphony of the Night, which I will segue right into my next piece of news, is going to break the 50 meg limit. by double. It's going to be a 100 meg download. It will be the first game to break it, and it will be the only game right now to break it. So, Castlevania City of the Night is coming. We have Worms. Worms is coming to the Xbox Live Arcade. We also have, oh, hell, I forgot. What's that? Oh, Ms. Pac-Man came out. I forgot about Ms. Pac-Man. Yeah, right, Ms. Pac-Man came out, which...
Oh, Ms. Pac-Man
came out. It's Pac-Man with a bow. It's the same game, except it's got random, you know, the little ghosts are random now.
Yeah.
But,
I thought the soundtrack was a little bit better.
I guess. I didn't know you liked the bleeps and bloops that different.
Oh, yeah.
It gets exciting. I thought there was another really big arcade game coming besides Worms and Castlevania, and it's just slipping off the top of my head, and I can't think of what it is. There was another really big title that was coming out. I even saw the achievements for it. That's what's killing me, is I can't think of it. But, you know, but the Xbox Live Arcade's collect... Oh, Midway's doing Paperboy, Root Beer Tapper, and another game. Plus, there were three other games announced, the Mini Golf Adventures, which looks really cool, and two other games from a developer. One's a shooter, and there's like a strategy game. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff coming out of the pipeline. Why you're feeding me Lumines skin packs, I don't know. It's just to piss me off, I think. All right, continuing with Xbox Live, we have a couple of games that got some new maps this week. Gears of War got two brand new maps and a patch to fix some problems. The two new maps are, I believe it's called Raven Down and something like a museum or something. But the Raven Down is a small map with a helicopter in the middle, asymmetrical, same side on both, real close combat, good for 2-on-2. The other map is huge. Great 4-on-4 map. Just tons of chaos. Both free. Thanks to the Discovery Channel. Sponsored by the Discovery Channel. It's free, it don't matter. But anyway, the other one, and this was a FUBAR by Activision, and it's not common that they FUBAR.
Yeah.
But Call of Duty 3 got new maps, a new map pack. I think there was 5 maps in it, and it didn't work. People had downloaded it, it didn't work, it would not load.
Oh, man.
So right now the maps are gone. And they will be back, but there's 5 new maps coming. I think that it was, I want to say 800 points for the 5 new maps.
Yeah, I think so.
So it was like $10 for 5 new maps. It's not bad, considering how big they are, but they don't work right now, but they will be back. The next thing is we just had CES, Consumer Electronics Show, and Microsoft has announced the final piece of the all-in-one set-top box puzzle. It's called IPTV. Be able to stream television straight to your Xbox and record it like a TiVo player.
What are you going to need for that?
What you have plus a subscription, just like TiVo. It streams right onto the hard drive. You record up to...
How much space is it going
to
hold?
But it's like TiVo. You can record so much depending on what you have and then delete it. It's just like TiVo. You can pause live TV. It records it. It's just like that.
And it's streaming.
Yeah, it's streaming.
When is that going to happen?
Supposedly, maybe by the end of the year, probably next year.
Oh, no price is set then?
No price is set on it, because it will be like a cable company, where the service is provided, like TiVo is, and then you buy your service through them, and it'll have all the channels. But I saw a demonstration of it, you just hit the button, brings up all your channels, like the guide on, like, your cable, shows you everything that's playing, you can set timers on it, you can tell it what to record, what not to record. It's basically TiVo and Xbox 360.
Cool.
Built right into it.
Neat.
Yeah.
So, neat. And also that brings up again the rumor of the 120 gig hard drive, which we can also talk about, the Zephyr. Did anybody see the Zephyr?
What the hell?
What is Zephyr?
You need to get on the internet.
Enlighten us.
The Zephyr was a picture that showed up on the internet, and it is a prototype Xbox 360. It has a 120 gig hard drive, an HDMI port, and it's just an all-in-one beautiful box. I think it's got a DVI port on the back of it too. So full support for all the cables plus 120 gig hard drive. Now, the catch is Microsoft had no comment, but there's a picture, so it's real. Whether or not it comes out is another question.
If it comes out, what about the 360 owners now?
My guess is honestly the 120 gig hard drive will be sold separately. You'd be able to upgrade to that. HDMI, you know, it's something that you don't have to have to get HD picture. You can do the VGA.
Well, it's the only thing you can get for 1080p, right?
No, VGA will support 1080p.
Oh, okay.
VGA will support, so you don't have to have it. But my guess is, and I share the same opinion as a lot of people on the web, is I think this is going to become the new premium. You know? Maybe instead of dropping the price, make this the premium, where it's a 120 gig hard drive, HDMI port for $399, make the core with the 20 gig hard drive for $299. I see that.
Yeah. And then the one that's without the hard drive,
it just becomes in you know, maybe $199, or they won't have three. I don't think they'll have three. They won't have three SKUs. They'll just get rid of the one without the hard drive. Yeah. And make the one with the hard drive $299. That'll be their price drop. That's my guess. I would probably guess between May and September you'll hear something about that. So, nothing official.
Midsummer.
Nothing official, but that's out there. And if there's 120 gig hard drive, I'll buy that in a heartbeat.
Now, is there a different design since you've seen the picture?
It's on the back. It's just the back where the cable's going is different. There's a little HDMI port and there's a DVI port below it. Still got the Ethernet, the USB, and then standard AV cable.
Cool.
So, but there's a picture on the web. You can Google it. Google Zephyr, Zephyr.
I hope you change the name if that comes out.
Well, it's just a project name. Right. Still. I think the Xbox 360 had a gay project name, too. I don't remember what it was.
Xenon.
No.
Well, there was a project. It was Xenon.
Xenon was Xbox, wasn't it?
Was it?
Original Xbox?
No. I don't know.
Maybe it was 360.
I thought it was 360.
But yeah, well, who cares?
Yeah, whatever.
All right. And the last one we're going to talk about, which is going to tie into our main topic, and we won't talk too much about it, but it's a nice little rumor that Microsoft's buying Capcom.
Because it was rumored the PS3 was going to get exclusive rights for
Dead Rising 2.
But then, this is official. It's exclusive now on the 360.
Yeah, they paid a lot of money.
A lot of money to get it. So there's a strong rumor going around that Capcom was bought by Microsoft.
Yeah, but whether or not that's true...
If it is, do you know what that means?
That means that Resident Evil... But you know what, honestly? I think that even if it's true... That Capcom will still honor those games on that system because they're already announced for it, that maybe Microsoft buys them after that exclusivity like they did with Splinter Cell. Where Splinter Cell is still coming to the PlayStation 3, but the next game will be exclusive, you know what I mean?
Resident Evil is way off.
Resident Evil is way off, but I still see it coming out for the PS3, even if this does come out.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll come true, but, you know, whatever. Alright, so that's all of our 360 news, so we wrap that up in our nice little Microsoft package. Yes. And we sell it for $299.99. It's a microtraction. Microtransaction.
Microtraction.
That's the traction on my micro machines. Excellent. Moving on. Speaking of Splinter Cell. God, that was a good seg.
Yeah.
Splinter Cell for the PS3 coming out in June. We'll have an exclusive new character for the first time. A female spy.
Ooh.
Oh, you're going to buy it now.
Oh, yeah.
You know you will. If they add co-op. Multiplayer. Well, it doesn't matter. I don't have any friends that have PS3. I was gonna say if they add the co-op mode from Chaos Theory or the Xbox and PS2 versions of Double Agent, I buy it because I love playing that co-op mode. It was awesome. All right, moving on. Moving on now. Sony shipped 1 million before the end of 2006. Shipped.
But sold.
656,000. So there's still 400. Almost 400,000 systems sitting on shelves.
So go buy one.
I've heard in Japan they've slashed prices.
Of course they did.
I read that this morning. They've slashing, the retailers have started slashing prices and adding bundles to try to move the system because it had its worst week of sales since launch last week. So it's starting to drop. The Wii is thriving. 360's dead in Japan. Blue Dragon pushed about 100,000 units and then it just stopped again.
Well, Lost Odyssey will probably push another 100,000.
Which is
maybe.
True, which, you know, is huge for Microsoft in Japan. 100,000 units is huge for Microsoft in Japan.
Yeah.
It's pathetic for any other system. I mean, hell, the DS is selling like 2-3 million a month. So, you know, it's inane. And Microsoft's still losing in Japan, but it's nice to see them still trying. It shows that they still think they have a chance over there, which they really don't.
I think they have more of a chance with the 360 than they did with the original Xbox.
Oh, by far, especially with a title like Blue Dragon coming out in the first year. Definitely.
And I'm thinking that maybe the next Xbox might have maybe a little bit more of a better chance than
maybe
the 360.
Maybe it'll outsell the PS3 when it comes out.
Yeah.
So in like 5 years, it'll outsell the PS3. But I heard another nasty little thing about Japanese gamers that Gears of War sold out when it released.
Really?
Ooh, what happened there? I don't know. But of course, they probably only shipped 5.
Yeah. They shipped 5 to Japan. They all sold out in 10 days. All
right. Moving on. Another piece of Sony news. Scheduled in March alongside the release of the system in Europe is a rumored new cross-media bar update, which will include downloading in the background while you're playing games and doing other things like you do on 360. As well as some new display options, some new photo packages where you can do slideshows, and some new music things where you can watch a little music. And apparently Calling All Cars by David Jaffe will be released in the Sony store.
Don't get me wrong. Wasn't that supposed to be launch?
What?
His little game.
Calling All Cars?
Yeah.
Oh, hell, I don't know. It is launched, technically. Not in the U.S. In Europeans, it's launch.
Whatever.
So if he said launch,
It's a figure of speaking.
It's all how you take the words.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep on hating. Anyway, Midway has also shown support for the Sony store, and they will get five of my dollars. Because they're bringing Mortal Kombat 2 to the Sony store. Bastards.
What you had on the 360?
Mortal Kombat 2.
Oh.
Not Ultimate Mortal Kombat
Whatever.
3.
Mortal Kombat.
Shame on you. For even thinking they're the same game.
Oh, god damn.
You should be crucified. Seriously. I mean, that's wrong. Alright. But they're also bringing, I think, Paperboy and some other games. So, at least skin support. So, good. And then one more little tidbit to make Gambus Khan jiggle in his shorts. A Final Fantasy 13 demo will show up sometime this year. The game will not release this year, but a demo will be available this year.
Obviously, it won't be released this year.
No, the game won't, but the demo will.
Yeah.
Square has promised this. Which it'll be a 3-hour demo with 5 minutes of gameplay. Zing! Alright, moving on to the Wii. We have a little bit of Wii. We got a little weekly update.
Little Wii.
Here we go. Inafune and Capcom are apparently working on a Wii project. So the developer of Mega Man, Dead Rising, and Lost Planet has mentioned to Famitsu Magazine that they are working on a Wii project. What could it be?
It could be, how about a bunch of mini games set in the Capcom universe? Okay, here we go. One mini game is you actually have to fight one of the bosses from like the Mega Man games. And then, like, another mini-game would be you have to shoot some, like, zombies or wrestle a zombie from, like, Dead Rising. And then another mini-game, it could be, like, Dante from Devil May Cry and, like, swish a sword at, like, one enemy. And then it goes to the other mini-game where you're, I don't know, playing Street Fighter with the Wiimote.
Dude, if I had to play Street Fighter with the Wiimote, I would cry.
Hey, it's called innovation.
No, it's not. It's called annoying.
Well, it's a fine line.
It is a fine line. WarioWare is not annoying, but Street Fighter with the Wiimote, that would piss me off.
Oh, yeah.
All right, moving on. Miyamoto is scheduled to give a keynote speech at the Game Developers Conference to share his plethora of knowledge and power.
Yes.
Mr. Miyamoto is the man. And him speaking at GDC, I will listen, even though I don't understand Japanese. All right, our big virtual console has been pretty lame. Let's all be honest with each other here so far. Most of it's been crappy TurboGrafx games that really nobody cared about. I'm getting that look from Gambus like, you're fucking stupid. But seriously, I mean, did you really want to play Moto Rotor? Did you really? How about soccer for the NES?
I, for one, did not.
Urban Champion?
No.
God, no. These classics are steaming out of my butthole. Anyway, but the virtual console has been a sad disappointment.
No.
Thankfully today, they made up for it in a huge way. They made me cry when they put up a Link to the Past for the Super Nintendo is on the virtual console now, so I can play it on my HDTV from my couch wirelessly. I'm awesome. Getting the masturbation symbol from Killer Wolverine because he doesn't like Zelda.
You fucking have to say that.
Well, you know, everybody out there should know you don't like Zelda, so they know not to believe
you.
They
should already know that.
They should know that your opinion is just flawed. You don't like Zelda.
A flawed opinion.
It's a flawed opinion because you don't like Zelda.
Whatever.
All right, the last piece of Wii news is definitely a comical one, but also a sad one. Did you hear about the radio contest to win the Wii? You see him laughing right here.
It's so horribly tragic, but you cannot help but laugh.
Okay, here was the contest on the radio was drink the most amount of water without going to the bathroom. Hold your Wii to win a Wii. A woman died from an overdose of water.
That was our moment of silence.
The stunned silence is just, she died.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
She drank too much water, put pressure on her brain. And gave her a stroke. So she died drinking too much water. So, kids out there, don't drink too much water. And don't hold your Wii. Because you will die. So, I still got to look at Gambus like I'm kidding.
He's not kidding.
This is not a joke. No, this is not. Serious.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was on the news
It was on the news. I mean, there was news reports about it. This woman drank so much water that it put pressure on her brain and it killed her. Because she did not go to the bathroom.
Yeah. So whoever that
There's contest, actually like a medical term for it, but I don't know it.
It was stupid contest anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. And the radio company's actually in a lawsuit to be sued because people called up and told them, you do know that this can kill you if you over-intoxicate on water. And they go, we know. That's why we had them sign the waiver form, so we're not responsible.
Hopefully they're not blaming Nintendo. Because Nintendo had nothing to do with
this. No, it's all a radio station.
So.
But he's still looking at me like I'm kidding.
He's not. We wouldn't make that shit up.
No, that's serious. So it's tragic, but at the same time, it's like, how did he die drinking water?
Well, it's because she didn't relieve herself.
Well, exactly, but I'm just saying, that just goes against everything you ever were taught, you know? You're supposed to drink water, it makes you healthy, not die.
You're supposed to drink water, but not supposed to be like, hold it in for like 10 hours. Well, duh, you're going to fucking die. Shit.
Wow, okay. Yeah, super. But,
it was a grown lady, so she should have known better anyway.
Did you really know that if you drink too much water, you die?
I kind of figured, but how can you hold it for that? I can't. See, I got to go now, and I can hold it. So,
well, one time I, when I saw Lord of the Rings: Return of the King,
I pissed at least 14 times during that movie.
I remember right when the opening sequence with Gollum. All of a sudden, I had to go pee
because they were fishing.
Yeah, they were.
Or they were wrestling in the water. It was more like a homoerotic moment going on.
And the thing is, man. Thing is, I held it that whole time.
I'm sorry, but you held it through the whole movie.
Yeah, so
you could have died watching Lord of the Rings. I would have sued Peter Jackson for your life.
You would.
I would have. I would have said, "Give me my precious money."
Why? Thank you, Zero.
I try.
Thank you. You're a good friend.
I do what I can. I wouldn't do it for you. Anyway, we have two final bits of news. They're multi-system, so we
threw
it
at the end.
She is.
Dick.
She's online. But anyway, as if anybody cares, Koei delayed both of their PS3 and 360 titles, Bladestorm and Fatal Inertia, till summer.
Darn.
Listen to the booze. And also, if anybody cared, The Godfather's coming to the PS3 and the Wii, the Don's Edition and the Black Hand Edition. Or is it the backhand edition? That's the Wii version. But apparently you'll be able to, like, interrogate people with the Wiimote so you can bitch slap them around just like in the movie.
Oh, that's pretty fun.
So, but then again, you know, the game, when it was released on the 360, looked just like the Xbox version, so the Wii shouldn't have a problem rendering it.
No, not at all.
So, anyway, that's all of our news for today. So we're going to take a small break.
So I can relieve myself so
you can relieve yourself so he won't die. And we'll be back with our brand new top 10 list, as well as a discussion on exclusive games finding new homes on console. So stay tuned. Gambus, please take me out for the 2007 season. Do-da-do-da! We're back, and we're happy to say the Killer Wolverine is not dead.
No, I'm still alive and kicking.
He went and relieved himself so that he is not dead from the water intoxication.
Yay.
I have grabbed another beverage.
Yeah, and it's not Mountain Dew or Pepsi or anything with caffeine.
Well, I think we've ever drank on the podcast. Well,
this is first... You know, 2007, new place, and first new beverage.
Alcoholic beverage in the podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
Gambus Khan is still drinking the Dew. He's doing it country cool.
What?
Now, if anybody... You're not old enough, apparently, to remember that commercial. Do you remember that commercial?
Yeah.
Do it, country cool. Mountain Dew.
I remember that one song called, Good Old Mountain Dew.
Every song you ever sing is go da da ba da, go da da ba da. That's like every song.
What kind of song is that?
I'm just singing your rhythm. I'm going to get Well, this just went to shit.
Yeah, it did.
No
more
drinking on the podcast, Gambus.
No more Mountain Dew.
Not even a beer?
No Mountain Dew for you. Anyway, we're going to move on to the main topic, which is the state of exclusivity in the industry. and where it's going.
Oh, I like how you put that.
Do you like that?
Yes.
I felt it. It was the beer talking. Anyway, we bring this topic up mainly because, like we spoke earlier about, the rumor of MS is buying Capcom, blah, blah, blah. How many titles have we seen jump ship so far? We saw Grand Theft Auto go, Resident Evil go. You know, Tenchu was just announced for the 360. It was exclusive to the 360. You know, we have all these exclusive games that are now going multi-platform. And basically, I want to know, what do you think this is going to do to the industry, Gambus?
It's going to, in my professional opinion...
Because it's very professional.
I think that the market... The market will change.
The market will change? How?
It will... In my professional opinion...
It's not very professional if you keep saying that.
Yeah, you're right. But, it's really hard to say.
Well, if you think about it, back when, you know, like the Genesis and the Super Nintendo days were around, what made you buy one console was because, hey, I can play, you know, this game on the Super Nintendo, but I can also play this game on the Genesis. But you could only play it. It wasn't, like, cross-platform. Now that they're going cross-platform, you know, what does that mean for, like, who do you think is going to dominate because of that? Is it going to be the developers? Is it going to be the consumers? Which system is going to thrive off of it, you know?
I think it's really too early to say. I think in the immediate future, meaning this year and possibly next year, 360 is going to be very dominant. But then I think probably in the later half of 08 and maybe in 09, it might shift.
You think it's going to go PS3 or Wii?
I think it's hard to say. It could either go either way.
Do you think Nintendo's system has enough legs to be number one?
No, I think they'll probably be second place.
You think they'll be second place?
I think they'll be second place in terms of...
Are you speaking worldwide or just in the U.S.?
In the U.S.
Just in the, you think they'll be second. So who do you think is going to end up at the bottom this time?
Could be either of the other two.
You don't think Sony losing these exclusives is going to hurt them? Do you think it will?
I think it will hurt them. But at the same time, it's like you kind of have to wonder if Sony has like some extra tricks under their belt that they're not going to show. But then again, Sony's always showing off their top dog. They've never been one of like secretive.
Well, I don't. I look at their lineup this year. And I say, like, original IPs and stuff. I mean, the Naughty Dog game interests me. I feel Resistance was kind of just left, you know, alone because it was a launch game. And a lot of people aren't going to play it because not everybody could get a system.
Yeah.
And it's a really great game, and it deserves a sequel. And I think that the Insomniac guys are going to go out and do a Ratchet instead. And while Ratchet's a strong brand, you know, what other first-party titles are Sony really boasting? I mean, you have MotorStorm. You know, but when you have titles like Virtua Fighter, which was supposed to be like a killer app for the PlayStation 3,
mm-hmm.
and now it's coming to the 360 in, you know, 6 months. It's a six-month gap, which is huge,
yeah.
but it's still coming. So 360 owners have no reason that we're wanting to buy a system for Virtua Fighter to go out and buy one now.
Yeah, well, Sony still has their killer app to come out yet, and that's obviously Metal Gear, and that's obviously not going to hit the 360, but... to address that question, which one will be number one? I believe it's 360, because if you look at all the exclusive titles, all of them are jumping ship from the PS3 to the 360.
Most of them. Not all of them.
Not all of them.
There still hasn't been a confirmation of, like, Devil May Cry.
Right.
Devil May Cry is huge.
I mean, I don't know. Exclusive titles, it sounds like they're going the way of the dinosaur. And I don't know.
And PS3 still has Final Fantasy.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, you can't deny it.
Yeah, I know, but still.
Just like people don't have to like Halo, but they can't deny it.
Right, but I don't think that would be a system seller.
I think my biggest question, though, is do any of these systems have enough exclusives to make them number one now?
Well, I think...
That's a very good question. I mean, we might actually get to the point where all three systems... you know, this would be very, very interesting because the three systems are actually aimed at three different types of gamers. Different types of, well, maybe not gamers, but three different types of people in general.
Well, yeah, because the 360 is more aimed towards the hardcore gamer.
This, and the PS3 is aimed more towards the people that are in
they're
the
more
techs.
Mainstream. They're more mainstream, and they like the big franchises, and yeah. They love the tech. And then the Wii gamers are aimed at people, or people. I'll get a little country, I'll get a little country on you. But it's aimed at people that don't normally play video games, very yeah. casual players.
This is the way I think it's going to go. Each system will have, like, let's take Virtual Fighter. Now, this is just what I'm thinking. Virtual Fighter will be on the PS3 and the 360. The 360 might get its own exclusive content. And just like Rockstar's doing. PS3 is going to get their own exclusive content, just like the 360 is going to get a different exclusive content.
For Grand Theft Auto.
Right, for Grand Theft Auto. So, the games won't be exclusive anymore, but, say, let's take Marvel.
Ultimate
Alliance, thank you.
Yeah.
Each system, well, the portable version's got a different character.
Well, yeah, because, you know why? Because
they're trying to
Sony actually requires that any game that's ported to the PSP gets something exclusive from the console version so it differentiates
well,
it.
Well, and I think that might be the case in this.
That's why that a lot of developers will either, you know, they'll make a game for it and it'll have something new, or they just won't make the game. Because of that contract, they have to do that. Just like with Microsoft, you have to add achievements, you have to have Xbox Live built into the system, you have to support 720p. These are requirements, they're not options, they're requirements.
Yeah.
You have to do these things. You don't have to support downloadable content, it is an option, but achievements and 720p and all that is all, custom soundtracks is all required. With Sony, I don't think there is a requirement for what their games are. Like, I think their Sony store arcade size limit is like 500 megs, so it's huge. Whereas, you know, like 360's arcade limit right now is 50, where there's a rumor they're going to up it to 250 when the 256 meg memory card comes out. So, you know, there's a lot of ways it can go.
Heard that a lot of titles or publishers and developers and whatnot are jumping ship from PS3 because it's so hard to make games.
Well, it's not only hard to make games, but also the cost of games has gone up.
Oh,
developing
yeah.
a game now that takes a year to develop is going to cost you in, you know, the tens of twenties of millions of dollars, and they can't make that back on a system that only has an install base of a million people right now.
Let me ask you this real quick. If the rumor is true that Microsoft bought Capcom, is it because they're scared of what Sony may have? Or what they may do?
Honestly, if this rumor comes true and Microsoft buys Capcom, I think it's because Capcom is happy with what Lost Planet and Dead Rising did on the system, and because Microsoft and Bill Gates offered him a shit ton of money. And I'm talking a shit ton.
It would have to be.
It would have to be probably twice to three times as much as they paid for Rare. Yeah. If not yeah. more. I mean,
and the thing is, if Capcom starts making games exclusive to the 360, then that in itself will open up a larger Japanese interest.
It will open up a larger Japanese interest. Once again, I don't think that one company or even one game is going to make that system in Japan. Right now, the Japanese gamers are only interested in DS and the Wii. And you know, they're buying PS3s, but I think the majority of PS3s went on eBay. And even now, the sales have slowed to a crawl because basically you can buy it anywhere.
And there's one game to buy.
Yeah, well, in Japan, there really isn't. I mean, you got Ridge Racer and Gundam, which Gundam is awful.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no super, you know, excitable game on the PS3 in Japan, so.
But Resistance came out.
Resistance for the U.S. is a huge thing. Resistance in Japan.
Yeah.
It's not a factor at all. The PlayStation is selling in Japan based on its name. I mean, it already outsold the 360, you know, and 360's been out over there for 13, 14 months now.
It's because it's American.
Yeah, and it's, well, they, come on now.
It's true.
It's partially true, but at the same time, it is because the Xbox is more geared towards the, you know, the hardcore, you know, FPS, Xbox Live multiplayer nut. That's who it's geared at. Yes, there are games that don't go by that. You know, there's Dead Rising, there's 99 Nights, there's, you know, Viva Pinata. There are games that don't fit into that category. If you look at the majority of Xbox games, they are racing and shooting.
But then again, the U.S. version of hardcore gamer is like, you know, the gun games, the first-person shooter. But in Japan, their version of the hardcore gamer is a RPG genre.
Well, of course, and the PS3 pumps out RPGs like you know.
Well, not really the PS3, but PS2.
I'm sorry, the PS2 pumps out RPGs just like they're, you know, like they're air.
Yeah.
It just pumps them out. It's crazy.
RPGs in Japan, it's like the first-person shooter.
And it's sad because a game like Blue Dragon is probably a higher caliber than anything that's been released over there in years. You know, Hironobu Sakaguchi has made a phenomenal game that's being compared to, like, Final Fantasy III. You know, and that's a huge achievement to be compared to that game. And yet it's not going to sell because it's, number one, it's a new IP. It's built on an Xbox console, which is American-made. And, you know, they're just, it's just not a name recognition. Whereas Final Fantasy could turn out a game, and it could suck. You know, Final Fantasy X2, for example, at least in my opinion, it was not of the caliber of the other Final Fantasies, and it will sell in droves because of the Final Fantasy name. But that's just the sad truth of it all. Whereas, you know, Blue Dragon and Lost Odyssey could possibly be the two best RPGs released in 2007.
Yeah.
I mean, by far. So, I mean, it's discerning, but at the same time, what can you do about it? It's just like over here in America. You can make a first-person shooter. You're going to guarantee yourself 50,000 copies sold.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter what it's called, what it's named. You know, you're going to sell 50,000 copies. So, developers can, you know, it's just, it's catering to the demographic. And you can't blame a developer for doing that. You really can't.
And then, of course, over in Europe, they're really big into sports and racing games.
Oh, yeah, the racing games are huge in Europe.
Yeah.
I mean, like, with Microsoft getting the Pro Evolution Soccer, I thought it would make a much bigger impact than it did. And it just, it really shows of a name recognition of the console of Sony that people are willing to wait, you know, to buy it when it becomes available on the PS3, even though Microsoft had the exclusive rights to the Pro Evolution Soccer. So,
yeah.
You know, exclusivity could mean everything. It could mean nothing.
Exactly.
So it's really hard to tell, but at this point, I think the beauty of having multi-platform games is that we're going to win.
Oh, yeah.
The gamers are going to come out on top. Because, you know, we don't have to buy another console just to play a Virtua Fighter. We don't have to buy a PlayStation console to play Grand Theft Auto. And if that's what it means, I'm fine with it.
But then what could the long-term implications be?
The long-term implications, in my opinion, would be eventually one of those two consoles is going to go away. The Wii is not. You know, I'm not talking Xbox 720, PlayStation 4. I'm not even talking about Xbox, you know, 1080 and PlayStation 5. I'm talking maybe, you know, 20 years down the road, you're going to be one console. You know, and you'll have the Wii. Nintendo will always be there. But they will never be, I don't think they will ever be the mainstream. You know, and we've talked about this. People don't say, I'm playing Nintendo anymore. They say, I'm playing PlayStation. Or even now, it's become, I'm playing Xbox.
Yeah.
They don't say, I'm playing Nintendo. Nintendo is not synonymous with video games anymore. It's PlayStation. And I don't think Nintendo will ever get back to that because they're too busy trying to innovate and make stuff that's different. And they don't want to cater to that mainstream audience, which I respect it, but at the same time, with that choice, they were always going to have that particular audience.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, they always have Zelda.
They'll always have Zelda, they'll always have Mario, they'll always have Metroid, and they'll always have some kind of obscure game, you know.
Well, yeah, that just drags people in.
Yeah.
You got it on the DS constantly. I mean, well, I give the DS shit all the time about most of the games are pretty lackluster. To me, it's true, but there's always one to two games a year that everybody buys. You get your Brain Age, you get your Nintendogs, you get your Animal Crossing. There's always one really whacked out Nintendo title that everybody buys.
Yeah, so, and it moves systems.
It does. It really does. In the DS, you can't argue sales. That thing is a juggernaut.
Especially in Japan.
In Japan, it's like, people eat them. Cause, I think everybody has to own two by now with the way it sells.
Oh, yeah.
Do people just eat them, take them home and eat them or something? This is like everybody has a DS, you know?
It's like they're probably buying one for each sibling.
I'm telling you, or buying two or three. And because of the colors. I mean, I got a black one, a blue one, a yellow one, you know, whatever. It's crazy.
Yeah, there's probably people in Japan that are trying to collect every incarnation of the DS.
Okay, here's another monkey wrench I'm going to throw into this conversation.
Okay. Enlighten us.
Oh, this is good, and you're going to like this, because I know you enjoy this, but what effect do you think the PS2 is going to have on this this year. Because if you think about it, it's still kicking hard.
Yeah.
Xbox and GameCube are dead. They're dust in the wind, dude. I mean, they're gone.
I love how you put that. They're dust in the wind, dude.
It's Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
Dust in the wind, dude. But what do you think PS2 is going to do this year? It's continuing right now to sell more than most anything.
I think that'll work to Sony's advantage.
I mean, how can you deny a system that's $129? It's, you know, the same price as a DS, and there's over 1,000 titles to pick for it. Plus, it's still got shit coming out.
Yeah, we got Rogue Galaxy coming about.
God of War 2.
God of War 2.
I mean, you still have huge games.
And Guitar Heroes is still selling.
Guitar Hero is selling. I mean, Guitar Hero sold a ton over Christmas. And they're releasing a new version of it called the 80s version of it. I mean, and you really think if they do a new one this year that they're not going to put it on the PS2? You're crazy. They're going to put it on the PS2.
I think this will actually work to Sony's advantage. For, like, hardware sales, you know, they can include the PS2 in their hardware sales.
Well, Nintendo does it with the DS, so why not?
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, Nintendo says we sold the most systems over Christmas. Well, that's if you count the DS, you know, and everything else with it. But honestly, and here's my prediction for 2007. The PS2 will continue to outsell the PS3 by 2-1 for the entire year.
Yeah.
That's what I say. I'm stepping on that right now. Because of games like God of War, you know, and Rogue Galaxy and Final Fantasy and Kingdom Hearts, and they're still coming out.
Yeah, they're making a new Kingdom Hearts
the
game.
Final Mix game, yeah.
Yeah, and it's still, like, several few months away before it even comes out. So, I mean, that's something else, you know, for RPG fans to look forward to this year for the PS2.
I mean, the RPG fans have... if you're an RPG fan, you're going to keep your PS2. You're not going to buy a PS3 this year. Because Final Fantasy is not coming out this year.
Yeah.
There's no reason to buy a PS3 this year.
I mean, it might come out in Japan. Maybe.
You know, if it does, it'll be like a December 30th release or something.
Yeah.
You know, and it'll be some ridiculous, crazy, you know, date. But if you're a PS2, if you're an RPG guy, you're going to stick to the PS2 this year.
Mm-hmm.
And unless Blue Dragon is just off the walls incredible, you know, then there really isn't an RPG this year that's going to move systems.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Blue Dragon has the ability to do that, to make people turn their heads, and if Microsoft's smart, they'll get it out this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have that game on your system, people talk about it, it gets the word of mouth. In Japan, it's getting rave reviews. People are loving that game. But you get that out this year, and you say, hey, you can buy an Xbox 360 this year, play a Final Fantasy caliber RPG that's better than most Final Fantasies. You can get Halo 3, Grand Theft Auto, Gears of War, you know, Mass Effect, Crackdown, all on one system. Now put that in your pipe, smoke it, get a little high.
Exactly.
Thank you for that input, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I just went off the block. And Killer Wolverine fell asleep. I bored him to death.
It's not the fact that it's boring, it's just subjects I don't really pertain to. I don't like RPGs. And
Well, you don't like RPGs, but you can still comment on the system. What do you think it's going to do this year?
What, PS2?
Honestly, my prediction this year, I think the 360 will continue to sell the way it's selling.
I don't think it will until Halo 3.
I honestly think it'll sell steadily through the year. I think it'll sell decent throughout the year. Because
we still have... isn't Lost Planet doing pretty good in sales?
Lost Planet's already hit 1 million shipped. Which, I mean, it doesn't mean they've sold 1 million, but it shipped 1 million, which means it's sold a shit ton. So it's, you know, it's moved a lot of... But that includes Japan.
Yeah.
So, and it's doing really well over there. But, you look at the 360 this year, if I had to predict a number by the end of this year, I would say they'd stay on course and hit 25 million this year.
I think they will steadily be selling systems throughout the year because, you know, we still have Crackdown coming out. We still have Mass Effect coming out.
Yeah, you have BioShock.
BioShock.
I mean, it's a steady stream of titles.
Yeah, it's like every month and a half, a really good game is going to be coming out.
Yeah, you've got something to play all year.
Yeah.
And I think it'll continue sales steadily. And then when Halo 3 hits, I think it's going to see a huge spike.
Yeah.
You're going to see about 4 or 5 million systems sell.
And the spike will actually be, I think it'll be quite, it won't be just a spike for like right when it releases. I think the spike will be very large and actually cruise into 08.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it'll do really well. And if Sony manages to get Konami to finish Metal Gear this year, that'll spike the PS3. Until then, though, I see the PS3 staying about where it's at, which is not huge. Maybe spiking a little for Virtua Fighter, not a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking miniature spike for Virtua Fighter. I think MotorStorm should spike it, but it probably won't. And then after that, you have a lot of ports from the 360 that are just going to sell to the people who already own a PS3. They're not going to move systems.
Yeah.
And then until, you know, fall, you don't have a huge system seller. But if Metal Gear comes out, it's going to spike it.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to spike it huge. Final Fantasy will spike it huge. But, and then the Wii, my prediction for the Wii is that it's going to continue its climb till about maybe May, June. And then it's just going to falter until Mario hits.
Yeah.
That's just how I feel. And I think the DS and the PS2 are going to continue to kill. I think they're just going to continue to sell in droves.
Yeah, speaking of which, Dragon Quest IX exclusive for the Nintendo DS.
Now, I know you're eating that up alive.
I mean, think about it. Dragon Quest, the Dragon Quest series, is the biggest selling series in Japan. And it's like, okay, it's coming out for DS. Everybody and their neighbor in Japan already has that system. And I bet when it comes out, it will even move even more systems.
Oh, yeah, definitely. In Japan, it'll move just insane amounts of systems.
They'll probably release the Dragon Quest version of the DS.
I think the DS will continue to just strive through 2007.
Yeah.
And continue to sell millions and millions of units. I mean, like I said, I predict the 360 to outsell the PS3 and the Wii for the rest of the year, and especially when Halo 3 comes out. I think the Wii will steadily stay behind it. I think it'll sell well for, like I said, till about summer, and then it'll kind of falter off. The PSP, I gotta give it credit. It sold almost 1 million units over the holidays.
Man.
At least it's got some good titles coming out. Metal Gear.
Thank God for Metal Gear.
Thank God for Metal Gear, and that really moved some systems, but... You know, the PSP, as long as it continues this trend of getting these good exclusive titles that are built for the system and not ports, I think it's going to do well.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be DS at the top, PS2 right below it, 360 will be here, I think the Wii will be here, you know, and the PS3 and the PSP will stay about even.
Yeah.
That's my prediction. So.
That's a very good prediction. I think I agree with you on that.
Yeah, it's just... I love my 360, and I think it should be the number one console. I think it should be selling in droves, but I really have to be realistic here, and not everybody's going to be into it, because, you know, it doesn't have that RPG. It doesn't have, you know, the family-friendly games that Nintendo has. You know, it's geared towards 30-year-old males, like us.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's aimed at. It's aimed at the Xbox Live.
30-year-old males, you're already making me feel old. You should have said 25 to 35.
25 to 35? Okay, I'll tone it down because, you know, you are over 25, right? Oh, my God.
Okay, 18 to 35.
You can speak. This is a podcast.
Yeah,
I know. You don't, they can't see you shake your head.
Oh.
Oh. What was that?
I don't know. It was a creaking floor or something. But anyway, so how do you feel about system sales this year? You know? You've been so verbal in this conversation.
Like I said, it's the PS3 and RPGs. I really don't give a shit.
We're not talking about
yeah,
RPGs.
Yeah, I know, but that was the majority of the conversation. So how I think it'll work, I agree with you in some sort. The PS2, it's got some games coming up, but not as many as you would like to believe. God of War 2 will push the systems.
Well, I'm not talking about just new games coming out. I'm talking about if you go into a store, like an average consumer goes into a store, they see the 360, $400. It's got 200 games, okay? You see the Wii, it's 250. It's got about 25 to 30 games. You know, you see the PS2, it's 129. It's got a giant fucking wall of every game you could ever imagine.
But it's also been out for 6-7 years.
That doesn't matter to the average consumer.
Well, average consumers already have one.
A lot of them do, but I'm saying at the same time, you can't deny the fact that over the holidays, it still sold more than the 360.
Yeah.
The average consumer has actually probably bought multiple PS2s.
Well, that's a whole other conversation, though.
Well, I think it all depends on what games are coming out and how hyped they are, and you know how hyped the consumer is. If the 360 well, the people who don't own 360, if they do their research and, you know, go to their local video game store and whatever games they're hyped up about, they're usually trying to push. And there's a lot of games to get hyped up about that will push systems this, you know, spring or summer or fall or whatever for the 360. And I think that'll be the number one system.
Yeah, I don't deny that it should be. If the right marketing happens for these games and the right word of mouth.
Sure it will.
I mean, the right word of mouth is out about it.
Unless the PS3, unless Sony has some huge announcement to make in the fall to out-rival Halo 3, then the PS3 is doomed.
Well, Metal Gear could be that game.
Yeah, it could be.
Metal Gear's not going to sell as much initially as Halo. Because if you look at Halo's pre-orders right now, I mean, it just went on pre-order, what, November?
Yeah.
A year before it comes out, and it's already pre-sold. God knows how many copies.
Thing is, Halo 2, I mean, Halo 3 will definitely outsell Metal Gear 4. But then again, it's like, who knows? Maybe Metal Gear 4 might be more critically acclaimed.
I don't see that Metal Gear will get anything. You know, it's Kojima. And you've seen his games reviewed, and they never get anything less than a 9. And yeah, most of the times, 10s. You know, yeah, and there's a reason for that, because they're that fucking good.
Hideo Kojima, he doesn't just make games. He
creates experiences.
He creates...
I get the dirty look from Killer Wolverine over here.
He creates... When you play a Metal Gear game, you get something out of it that no other game gives you.
Yeah, you really do. I mean, the story is just incredible, if not a little off-kilter like Metal Gear 2. But, yeah, you know, but, you know, his games just... I mean, people thrive over his trailers.
Yeah.
I mean, they dissect his trailers, you know? But they do that for Halo, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they go into the trailer and they're like, oh, my God, see the new grenade that puts a shield up? Oh, that's going to be in the game. And, oh, you know, he's running. Is that a new move, you know?
Yeah, is that a new move,
they dissect it. You're like, oh, did you see his face in the close-up? That was his real face, you know, blah, 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 and all this stuff. So, you know, between Halo and Metal Gear, those are going to be the big ones. I think Grand Theft Auto is going to be split this year. Because it's on both consoles, the PS3 will not be as highly penetrated as the 360.
Yeah, I like how you put that, penetrated.
You just like that word.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to use that. But, it, you know, the 360 will have more of a user base, so you're going to sell more copies of that. And honestly, when you take the experience between the two systems, if you've played them both, like I have, the 360 is just more of a streamlined, great experience because you have that built-in friends list, you have that built-in downloadable content. You know, everything you do is built into the game. So say, you know, I'm playing Halo and you send me a message and you want to send me a package in Viva Pinata, I will get that message, you know, and it's streamlined, yeah, across games, and that's what I like, whereas the PS3, it's not. So the people who have all of this, the HD, the high-speed internet, you know, and that play all these games, they're going to get more out of the 360 right now. That could change.
Well, yeah, I could say it's still a year off for Grand Theft Auto. That could change by, you know, the end of the year.
Well, yeah, Sony has the ability to upgrade everything on the PS3, and that's a smart move. That's the way it should be. But the question of whether or not they're going to do it is another thing. They promised that PlayStation 1 games would be playable immediately after Christmas on the PS3, and I still can't do it. You know, Rallycross is up in the Sony store, and I want to play that fucking game again, and I can't download it on my PS3. I have to play it on my PSP. And I don't feel the need to play it on my PSP. I want to play it on my PS3 on my big screen TV.
Microsoft had the same thing, and they're still going through it with the backwards compatibility.
Well, yeah,
it's vague. You know, it's slowly getting there. So
work in progress.
You just got to give it some time, and you know, yeah. Well,
I'm very patient. I have plenty to play. Like I said, I'm playing Lego Star Wars again. I still need to go back and play some more Saints Row. You know, I still have plenty of Just Cause to play. I got Oblivion to play. I mean, I have so many freaking games. I can't complain right now.
Yeah.
I seriously can't. I got Crackdown demo coming tomorrow.
Well, to the average consumer, they don't have all systems, and if they were unfortunate enough to buy a PS3, they made the wrong decision as of right now.
Hey, I bought one.
But you have every other system.
Yeah, I do.
The average consumer can't afford every other system.
Thing is, if the average consumer bought a PlayStation 3, I think that they're actually happy.
They're extremely happy right now because, you know, they got, but only if they didn't buy a 360.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. If you haven't experienced a 360, and the first experience you have with HD next-gen game is a PS3, what? You will be happy.
How?
Yeah.
There's how can you not game. Be? No, see, you're thinking of it from a perspective of a person who owns a 360. You still had Call of Duty. You still had Resistance. You still had Ridge Racer. You still had, you know, Untold Legends. You still had Tony Hawk. You had all these games that came out. You had Marvel Ultimate Alliance. I mean, you had all these great games that came out right at launch.
Yeah.
That were, you know, between seven and nine scored games.
The thing is, as a matter of fact, I was talking to a friend today, actually, and I guess the PS3 is actually the first next-gen system that he has. I mean, well, besides the Wii. But he never had a 360, and he loves his PS3.
Well, if you've never played a 360, you will.
Yeah.
If you've played a 360, you're going to be disappointed like I am, or like anybody who's played a 360. You're going to play it and be like, what is this offering me that I don't already have? It's a big thing. Outside of Blu-ray movie playback, what is it offering me that I don't have? You know, the online functionality is not nearly as good. Regardless, you get what you pay for. Sony's is free. Microsoft's is $50 a year, which to me is pennies. You know, you break that down over a year, $50 for what you get. Seriously.
Yeah, that's a couple bucks a month.
I mean, it's really...
It's $4 a month. $4 a month.
Mathematician.
Okay.
Well, it's actually a little more. It's $4 and some pennies.
Right.
But seriously, though, it's really worth paying that. And if Sony brings up the PlayStation Network to that level, then Microsoft will have to counterattack with, you know, a free service. But until then, you know, by the time Sony brings it up to Xbox Live's level, there's hard telling where the hell Xbox Live level will be then.
Yeah, and it might be a couple years down the road but before they even bring it to that level.
Yeah, and then by that level, you know, Microsoft will have already upgraded the 360 Live to something ridiculous.
And the whole market could be a lot different than, you know...
360 could already be doing, like, downloadable games straight from your couch.
Yeah.
At that point, you know? And you don't even have to get up. You don't even have to get up to go buy a game. Well, you know, oh, look, there's Halo 3. Download.
If that happens and something goes wrong, they better get better customer service.
He had a bad experience with Microsoft customer service.
Oh.
They've taken his money away because he tried to download Superman Returns.
Oh, they accuse me of stuff, and it's just retarded.
That's because it's conspiracy. Everybody's out to get you.
Apparently.
Everybody's out to get your Microsoft points.
Yeah, well, I got
them
back.
It's like the X-Files.
It is. He's the Men in Black.
Well, speaking of exclusive, before we decide to close this chapter, I'm hearing that the Madden won't be exclusive much longer.
Oh, you mean the NFL
license?
For the
football franchise.
Well, what I heard was that the NFL is actually not happy right now, and they're forcing EA to create more games like Head Coach and stuff to, you know, kind of push the license and make more money off of it. They're not happy, but they're in a binding contract, so there's not really anything they can do, so we still have a couple more years before we can see the guys at Visual Concepts come out with a new football game. When that happens, I will cry tears of joy.
Oh, yeah.
Because I cannot wait to play a 2K football game on my next-gen consoles. I will cry tears of joy. Please, Microsoft, make ESPN football backwards compatible. 2K5, I think it was 2K5. Make that backwards compatible, because I'll go download the new rosters, and I'll cry. Because it's that good. I would still play it to this day.
You will cry tears of joy.
I will. I had like 100-plus hours in that game. I mean, that's ridiculous. I love that game. It's phenomenal. But anyway, we're going to move out for our second break, because I also need to not die. So I need to relieve myself. But when we come back, we have a brand new top 10 list, and it's directed at all of our listeners. So if you want to find out what it is, make sure you stay tuned and come back for the closure of the first episode of 2007. So Gambus, if you would, take me out, brother. Bow chicka wow! Alright, we're back with the final segment.
And we're back.
That's right, Gambus Khan is back. He's still trying to find his groove with the alcohol. And, you know, so far, I don't know. We might have to bring back the Bagok.
Might have to bring back the Bagok.
Might have to bring
he's
back.
He's trying to find his groove
he's
with
trying
the
to find
alcohol.
His groove with the alcohol.
Oh, he said alcohol.
I'm the one drinking, yeah, not you, so why are you misunderstanding words?
Because it sounded like he said, shut the fuck up.
It sounded like he said, shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you will ever hear those words come out of Gambus's mouth.
No, not you.
You see how you shoot him down like that? It's just bam, bam, bam. It's like a gunslinger. Whoosh,
whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Anywho.
Anywho's. We are back. And it's time for the final segment of the show.
The top 10 list.
The top 10 list brought to you by Killer Wolverine's Ideas. Ah! And his hatred for Sony. Fuck you, Ken Kutaragi. Anyway,
And your wee Twitter.
That's cause her eye. But good for being up to speed with the news.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
They look the same, right?
Okay, so Kill Wolverine, we decided to bring back the top 10 list tonight because it's been absent for like 5 episodes. And, you know, we did do the top 50 games and the top 5 this, top 5 that. But it's time for a top 10 list to have a little fun with.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were having memoirs.
Yes,
memoirs of older top 10 lists. And Killer Wolverine came up with this idea. This is the top 10 things that every gamer needs to have. And this, you know, you take it as you will.
Needs or wants?
Everything.
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Because you definitely need everything on this list.
Yeah, you definitely need what you want.
Yes. All right, so we're going to start with number 10. Hot Pockets, or any other food or snack.
Yes, that includes pizza bites, bagel bites, pretzels, chips.
Beer.
If you drink.
I do. I'm drinking right now.
Yes, we are quite aware of that.
Snackies.
What kind of snacks do you like to game with, Mr. Colin?
I like the bite-size pizza. Pizza bites.
Pizza bites?
Yeah.
Pizza bites are good. You like little turkey muffins?
Turkey muffins.
You never had a turkey muffin?
Actually, no, I haven't.
Those are good.
They sound pretty intriguing.
I like microwave French fries and hot fries. Hot fries are the bizarre.
Oh, hot fries are awesome.
Yes. Hot fries and fucking peanut butter Reese's Cup ice cream.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Eat that while gaming?
Yes. And cheese. String cheese.
Okay.
I love string cheese.
String cheese is the bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I'll tell you, a combination, string cheese and hot fries is the best thing you'll ever have. But you can feel yourself get fatter and your arteries clog as you eat it.
No, you want a real fattening thing. You take garlic bread and dip it in your spaghetti sauce.
Leave it to the Italian.
Oh, fuck you.
Or how about garlic bread sticks dipped in ranch dressing?
Well, I don't like ranch dressing, so that's on you.
Yeah, it sounds pretty gross.
And get this. The bread sticks are covered in mozzarella.
Now, see, mozzarella bread sticks I can go for. Give me some pizza sauce, I'm there. But how about some nachos and cheese?
Is this gaming food?
Hell yeah, dude. You don't eat like this while you game?
I eat like that when I'm watching a game.
I put a little tub of ice cream next to my gamer chair.
A tub of ice
cream. And I get nuts, which segs right into the next.
Sounds like food we watch playing or watching football.
What's wrong? Football and video gaming are in the same category. They're both lazy sports. All right.
And when it comes to ice cream, I actually like the rum raisin.
Well, that's you like the pumpkin ice cream too, so I can't account for your taste.
Thing is, the pumpkin ice cream at, like, I don't want to mention any names, but pumpkin ice cream anymore.
Yes, because they will come and murder you.
They don't make pumpkin ice cream just plain pumpkin. They make pumpkin pie ice cream, which sucks because they have all the, you know, pie crust in the ice cream, and it's still pie crust, and it's horrible with the ice cream. So, nice interjecture. But
what's
now,
an interjecture?
Let's pull out my dictionary.
We created a new word.
Yes.
Yes.
But,
I'm going to use that fucking word tomorrow.
But, yeah, now, my favorite ice cream flavor is rum raisin.
I'll go with the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup ice cream. Or Moose Tracks.
I don't know what Moose Tracks is. I
really don't. Moose Tracks.
See, he's just getting gross now. But, you know, I had a perfect segue into the next one, and he just kept going on. But the next one is a big, fat, lazy-ass chair.
Yes.
A big chair that you sit your fat, lazy-ass in.
Which ZT is doing right now.
I am sitting in it right now. I purchased this chair just for gaming.
He's rocking that chair.
And it looks like I'm sitting on a gorilla's face.
No, hand.
Is this hand?
Looks like a hand.
Oh. Well, it looks like a gorilla.
Looks like King Kong's holding you right now.
King Kong is holding me while I game, and it's very comfortable. My ass is very comfortable.
It is a comfortable chair.
It is. And I game in this, and, like, I can put my keyboard right here so I can type messages on Xbox Live, and my headset right here.
Here he means his lap.
My lap. Yes, thank you. And I have a table right next to my left arm where I put my beer or soda and, you know, my cigarettes.
And your snacks.
And my snacks, which, you know, can consist of peanut butter ice cream, and hot fries, and string cheese.
Snackies.
Yes.
One of the year.
Quiet snackies.
I gotta stop drinking.
Yeah, no kidding.
Anyway, but yes, you have to have a chair.
Yes.
All right, the next thing on the list is something that Gambus is sans. High-speed internet.
Very important nowadays.
Very important to have high-speed internet nowadays, just to chat with your friends while you're fragging people.
Yes. And make fun of them because how much they suck.
Yes, because I do that to you.
Yes, all the time.
Yes, you got pwned.
Yes. And then I get mad and chuckle.
Yeah.
And he don't talk, so his high-speed internet's wasted. But GamersCon needs to get high-speed internet so he can be have a gamer need.
Yes.
Because high-speed internet is where it's at for 32-player matches of Star Wars Battlefront.
Ooh. I haven't done that in a while.
Yes, that was beautiful. Or Battlefield, Halo 2, Gears of War.
And the upcoming Halo 3.
Lost Planet, multiplayer, 16 players. Play some Crackdown co-op. Okay. Gotta have high-speed internet. Yep.
So is the multiplayer of Lost Planet pretty sweet?
Yes.
Use grappling hook?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, it's phenomenal. Good times, good times. Read about it in my review. Anyway. The next thing a gamer needs, and we're going to get a lot of flack about this one, was HD. HDTV. And the bigger, the better.
Yes.
If you can afford a 1080p plasma 60-inch screen, fucking buy it.
Yeah.
But which is better, plasma or LCD?
I don't know. I have an LCD. I have a 42-inch Sony LCD.
Doesn't plasma, if you like play it long enough, it would actually burn into the screen?
It does have like a screen life. Like so many years or so many hours of screen life.
I would think LCD would be a little better.
LCD, but you can get the dead pixels.
How about DLP?
DLP is good for gaming, but it's, you know, it can be expensive and heavy.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it can be heavy. It just depends on what you get. Like, at least get 720p if you can. And, you know, 720p is the de facto right now. 1080p is nice. I don't have it, but I have HDMI. And, you know, 720p is freaking gorgeous.
I don't understand why we get a lot of flag about this. It's really needed, because there is a huge difference.
But there's a lot of people that don't play with it.
Well,
so people, you know, like everybody that just owns a Wii will tell you you don't need it.
Well,
you still but, you know, honestly, for the Wii, I still need it because without it, Zelda just looks like mud.
Yeah.
It looks so much better.
Oh,
in
yeah.
HD.
Big difference.
Once you go HD, you don't go back.
Absolutely.
It's exactly. Like going from dial up to high speed. So,
and
that's
black.
Excuse me?
What?
I'm just going to pretend that didn't happen. Anyway, the next thing on the list is several controllers.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. This is for the angry gamer.
This is for the angry gamer and for the gamer that, you know, actually has people to come over to play.
Oh.
Because,
yeah, I never thought about
you
that.
You don't have that problem. You just keep a stash, so when you break yours, you can have more to break.
Wolverine!
He gets a Berserker Barrage and flings his Wiimote at somebody's head.
I haven't broken the Wiimote yet.
Berserker Barrage!
It's because you don't play your Wii.
That's absolutely true.
See? I call it that. But yes, if you're gonna game in the house, you need more than one controller. I have two of every controller, at least, except for the Wii. And I'm about to get another Wiimote with Wii Play, because you get a free Wiimote in there. And there's a lot of Wiis in that sentence.
Actually, you're buying the Wiimote and you're getting
the, I'm getting the game for free because it's $50.
Right.
Well, I'm getting the game for $10.
Yeah.
So I'll still have to buy a nunchuck, but still, you know, what are you gonna do?
Well, and everyone you know has a Wii. So
yeah.
They can just bring over the controller anyway.
Yeah, they need to bring it over. So you need to have friends that have controllers, or you got to have extra controllers.
Who doesn't have a Wii? Emissary.
Emissary
sold it for more.
You know, he'll kill you if you say it again.
French fries.
He sold it for French fries? Well, at least you didn't go racial there. But anyway.
Oh, what do you mean?
I'm not saying anything. Okay, moving on.
Crack.
Next thing you need is a jar.
No, you can use your imagination on this one.
You can. No, I'm going to go into
it. Oh, you're going to tell? Okay.
Because the fluid, in parentheses, we have listed fluid content optional. you can have this jar so you never have to pause. Get my drift? Think of it like a jar in Zelda.
Yeah.
That you catch, that you put like your potions in and you catch bees and fireflies.
Or you could put the fluid for your...
What are you trying to insinuate here? I'm trying to figure it out, and the way you're moving your hands is making me disturbed.
Your lighter fluid.
Oh, my lighter. What do I need lighter fluid? Oh, you mean for the lantern in Zelda?
Yeah, the lantern.
Oh, well, I'm not going to use it in real life. I don't need to burn a candle when I
but
play. I have electricity. Welcome to the 20th century.
No, I was talking about, like, you mentioned Zelda.
Well, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see where you were going with that. But that's not what we're using the jar for.
No.
Using the jar for fluid.
Yes.
So you don't have to pause.
Yeah. Because
there is no, because, you know, just like there's no crying in baseball, there's no pausing in multiplayer.
There's no pausing in gaming.
There's no pausing in multiplayer, because you know what happens if you pause in multiplayer?
You get fragged.
Kill! Kill, bitches! So, gotta have a jar. So, moving on. Next thing you need is a ton of caffeine.
Yes.
If you do not have a 12-pack, at least 12 sodas in the house, you need to go to the store. You need to take your fat ass off the chair and go to the store and get some soda.
Because when you're up playing and it's 5 o'clock in the morning and you have no caffeine, you tend to get a little slap happy and tell stupid stories.
Yeah, I've been there, and he told a stupid story that I won't repeat on the air.
Yes, it should never be repeated.
It should never be repeated on the air, because otherwise we would not be able to be on iTunes. But you got to have lots of caffeine. So what's your caffeine of choice, Mr. Khan? What do you drink while gaming?
Okay.
Oh, there's a story behind this. I can feel it.
Yep.
All right. I'm a, you could say that I'm a energy drink connoisseur.
I drank the Superman one. You ever drank that? It's a big black can with a silver Superman logo on it.
I've had it.
Sobe?
Twice.
I drank that twice, too.
It was,
I liked it. I felt like I could leap tall buildings in a single bound.
Shoot laser beams out of your eyes?
No, I shoot laser out of my cock.
I don't.
Oh, great. We're definitely not going to be on iTunes
now.
That's
still a Dane Cook joke if you didn't. Yeah, you never heard that one?
Yeah, no, I heard it.
You know, when my fuel's low, my balls pulsate. Low fuel.
But anyway. Yeah, let me see. I like the Monster energy drinks.
You drink Monster?
Yeah, I drink the Monster. I like the Monster Assault. And I like Monster Chaos. But another energy drink that I really like is the Rockstar. It's called Rockstar Energy Plus Guava.
And guava?
Guava.
Oh, guava.
It's 70% fruit juice.
Where's the caffeine?
Oh, it's got caffeine in it, but it also has all these vitamins and stuff. And the vitamins...
You know, you're going against the code of gamer.
You really are.
No vitamins in your drink.
No healthy.
Caffeine.
Nothing healthy.
It's caffeine.
No, but it just it needs to be caffeine.
It's caffeine.
In a 12-ounce soda, you need 11 ounces of caffeine and 3 ounces of syrup.
It's six... It's,
now, if that math didn't make any sense to you, it never will.
It's 16 ounces, thank you very much.
Oh, you get 60... But how much caffeine is in it? How many ounces?
I don't know.
You need at least 50%.
It's got an energy blend. It's got like, you know, ginseng and...
So if you purged on this, how long do you think you could stay up?
Probably a while. Here's the interesting thing about my biology. Caffeine actually makes me tired.
What about your vibology?
Vibology!
He has no idea what we're talking about. He wasn't born in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yes, I was.
He was born in the 80s, but he wasn't in with the 80s.
I don't remember the 80s. I don't want to remember the 80s.
Oh, I do.
But we're straying, so anyway.
Okay. What's your energy drink of choice?
Oh, removing E? Oh, I didn't know you were done.
I'm done.
Okay. Well, it's a little bit about my biology. Caffeine really doesn't help me, so it's got to be like a mixture of stuff. So it's like one part Mountain Dew, one part bull piss, or Red Bull, rather.
Bull piss?
Well, that's what it's made of.
That's what it tastes like.
Well, that's what it's made of.
This, I can smell it.
Wow. And then other part of the energy drink doohickeys.
Why don't you just take Speed or something?
That Seriously. Would be illegal.
Speed's not illegal. I sell it on the counter.
The Speed?
Mini thin pills, it's basically Speed. Let's just pick those out, those caffeine
or pills. Or you know what I could do? I could call a certain member of our team.
You keep making drug references to Terrence, and he's going to come and just
I never you. Said that. Did I ever say Terrence?
Who the hell else on our team does drugs?
I didn't say it this time, Emissary.
Yeah.
I was Ken.
Yeah. You were making the reference.
Mm-mm. Well, you know they got this new 5-hour energy. It's like a little like 2-ounce bottle that costs like $2.50. And you drink it, and it lights you up.
It lights you up?
Yeah.
That's like the best phrase I've heard all night. I need you, get me a bottle of that shit. I'm going to try it. When you get Xbox Live, me and you are going to drink a bottle of that, and we're going to stay up and play Crackdown all night.
Oh, I'm not included in this. Okay, that's fine.
Well, it's because you're playing Crackdown without me.
I am not!
Okay.
Oh,
anyway, we're
Jesus.
Moving on.
Yeah, we're moving on. We don't get another say in it.
We get the cat. What's your say?
Balls.
Balls is good.
just first thing.
Wow, both of you guys like balls, huh? Well then, we're moving on.
Relax the balls. All
right, so. Mm-hmm. Oh, me? Coca-Cola.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
You ever drank Coca-Cola? If that don't wake you up, I don't know what
it's
does.
It's not exactly.
It eats a nail. I can't drink alcohol when I'm gaming because then I pass out.
Coca-Cola doesn't have as much.
Mountain Dew is just, it doesn't do anything for me. You know what I really used to love was Kick. You remember Kick?
I remember Kick.
Kick? Dude, I drank a six-pack of Kick. I could do cartwheels.
Was this in the 80s again?
Yeah, the 80s when I used to drink Kick.
Yeah.
It was in the 90s, Slick.
I fucking remember.
Of course you don't remember because you're the one that does drugs. It's not tense. Yeah.
Be drinking Kick and listening to Hungry Like a Wolf.
It must be Northern in the Ohio 80s. Thing.
Yeah. No, you still listen to Hungry Like the Wolf and it's 2007.
I know.
You just sang it the other day. No, I sang it. In Karaoke Revolution American Idol. Yeah, we did that. We forgot to talk about that and what you've been playing. I sang Hungry Like the Wolf and Simon Cowell said
wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You wouldn't do it at New Year's Eve, but you would do it when he's here.
Because he sang. You wouldn't sing.
Fuck, no, I wouldn't sing.
He sang. He actually passed a couple songs. I was proud of him.
Yeah, I sang horribly.
And Simon Cowell told him.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. We're going to move on to number three on the list, which is a clone.
Yes.
Now, you might be thinking to yourself, why the hell would I need a clone to game? Well, here. If you have a clone, you can send his dumbass to work.
Yep.
So you can just home and game.
So he can bring home the money.
He
can
bring
home
the money.
Games.
You can spend it on games. And what do you do with him when you get home? You put him in the closet.
Yep.
You lock him in there with some cheese balls. Yeah, have him clean the house.
Have him clean the house.
Have him clean the toilet.
Fuck.
Make him walk the dog if you got one.
Make some dinner.
Yeah, have him make you dinner.
Fucking A.
That's right. And then you spend all that free time gaming.
You know, I'm all about that. We need to get some.
Did you see my gamer quote?
No, I didn't see your
game. My game quote now is, I need a clone.
Nice.
See?
Nice.
I segged right into that.
Yeah, and if the clones became gamers, if the clones became gamers, then they could come out with a game called The Clone Wars.
I'm sorry that everybody had to listen to that joke. That's not our normal caliber of hilarity. Well, you give him the smack, but you won't even talk during the PS3 launch.
Oh, fucking Jesus.
But anyway, moving on to number two. This is such a shameless addition to this list. But you need www.ztgamedomain.com for all your gaming news, reviews, and previews.
There you have it.
Well said.
Thank you. You need to go there to know what to play and what not to play. Mm-hmm. You need to stop by the forums. ztgamedomain.com/forum.
But tell him how big of an ego he has.
Tell me how big of an ego I have.
Get off your high horse.
Because I don't know shit about video games.
Not at all.
And the number one thing you need for video games.
The most important.
The most important thing you need for video, you need friends. So if you don't have any, you need to go buy some.
I need to go buy some.
Yeah, I know you do, because you're about to lose them all.
Yeah.
You keep touching Gambas.
What? Oh my god.
Where?
Right behind you.
I'm sitting in him.
Anywho.
Anyway.
Let's move on to the next topic. We're done already, right?
Well, you didn't even talk about friends.
Yeah.
Friends.
I mean, if you don't have any, then, you know, Xbox Live is a good place to make them.
You know, that was one of the funniest things I ever said to somebody when I worked in video game retail. And I didn't even realize how funny it was until you see it from a third-person perspective.
What, you people?
No, I didn't say you people. The family came in, they were asking me about Xbox Live for their son. And I was telling them all the features of it, and I'm like, I get to the point about the friends list, and I go, and if your son has friends, it's insinuating that he didn't have any friends. And the parents just kind of looked at me and giggled a little bit and walked. And I walk over to the other person I was working with, they're like, did you realize that you just said that their son didn't have any friends?
That was terrible.
It was terrible, but you know, honestly, it was subconscious. It was like I was talking about friends as if they were like, you know, something you can just buy or that you, you know.
Yeah, a commodity.
Yeah, they were something that you could have that you didn't normally necessarily have to have. So, you know, I don't know.
This is optional.
If your son has friends, insinuating that he doesn't. because he smells.
It's like
his name's Obby.
It's like if you have HD TV, you know.
His name's Obby. He smells like pee. He steals. He's a fucking thief, Obby. Anyway, but that's our top 10 list. We hope you enjoyed it. So, is there anything else we need to discuss before we wrap this up?
Go Colts.
Yes, the Colts. Peyton Manning is finally in the Super Bowl. And Gambus is looking at me with a blank stare because he doesn't watch football. But thank you, Tom Brady.
You're for going sucking because you suck.
You're going home.
Yeah.
Peyton that. Manning is in Super Bowl. Chicago Bears versus the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts are going to win Super Bowl 41.
They better.
So, anything else?
Shapoopy.
Shapoopy. You got anything?
No.
You got anything?
I'm all on fire.
Yeah,
I'm
all on fire. I want to give a shout out to our Wombold and emissary who unfortunately couldn't be here.
Yes, they will be hopefully here for the next podcast.
I need my supply, emissary.
See, so, that is just wrong and uncalled for.
Let me get this straight. Emissary is going to be joining the podcast.
He will be joining the podcast at some point. Granted, he buys a new microphone. Because he's got to buy a microphone for his
come on,
program.
He gets rid of
kidding.
Games. So what makes you think he's going to afford a microphone? Oh, he got a promotion.
Well, congratulations. He didn't get a promotion on my website, so he's still got to buy the microphone.
Oh, there you go.
I'm kidding.
He can buy it.
Anyway, we're going to wrap this up. Say goodbye. We're happy it's 2007. We got a lot to talk about this year. And hopefully we'll be back before the end of January. But I'm not promising anything.
That's next week.
That is next week. So probably not. So we'll probably see you in February. Until then, make sure you download the Crackdown demo. Enjoy lots of games. Pick up everything on the top 10 list that you can. If you can't get friends, just call Killer Wolverine. He'll be your friend. But anyway, Gambus, I need you to take me out in a 2007 cheer and give me one from the old school.